There's nothing more amazing than when the evergreen funnel you've created starts consistently bringing in new customers and more income each and every month. It's a beautiful thing that can completely change your life and reduce stress. But I've seen so many entrepreneurs get it working, and then after a few months, they hit a roadblock and it stops working. And this roadblock is completely preventable. I'll tell you exactly what that is in today's episode so you can avoid it. Welcome to the Bright Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast for online entrepreneurs who want to make both income and an impact, who believe we are brighter together and can make our greatest impact in the world by sharing our vision and empowering people to join us in it instead of trying to do it all alone. We'll talk about how to grow your business with intention, simplicity, and focus, with less hustle and more lifestyle design. If you're an action taker who is ready for a higher level of conversation and are ready to get out of the messy middle and create a lightweight, thriving business that makes a real impact in the world, then you are a bright entrepreneur and this podcast is for you. My name is Jamie Bright and I can't wait to share the wisdom and tips from my own experience and from the Bright Entrepreneur community with you. So let's dive right in. One of the things I love most about the Evergreen model is that it makes everything in your business so easy. You get consistent revenue and clients. You have stable and predictable cash flow that grows each month instead of having the peaks and valleys like you get with launching. Your focus shifts from selling to serving your clients, which is just awesome. When I realized that when I did my first Evergreen funnel, that I could actually just focus the majority of my time on making sure my clients got results, it was a huge, huge game changer. I was so excited about it. Honestly, your business just becomes so much simpler. You get a lot of time back because you're not always selling. But here's the thing. This is where the roadblock often happens. It can be hard to believe that a business can be so profitable and yet so simple with so little work. Many people are used to trading hours for dollars. So when you truly create a simple and steadily growing business, a business that doesn't require you to do anything except deliver well and keep growing, this is where many people hit that roadblock I was talking about. They start thinking they need to add more to their already successful and simple business. Maybe a client asks for something that's not included and they have all of this new free time and energy and think, oh, I could totally add that. Whether it's a live event or higher end program or another product altogether, they feel like they should be doing more and don't trust that the funnel they just created is enough. So they fill their time with more stuff. And then their focus becomes divided again. Instead of keeping their focus on their main funnel and on delivering a great experience on what people are buying, and then also continuing to monitor, test, and tweak what's already working to keep it working even better, they get distracted with creating more or doing more. They refill the time that they just earned simply because they are uncomfortable with not being so busy. And sometimes this can really tie into a person's self-worth too. Like, I know many entrepreneurs who feel bad making so much money without working that many hours when they get to that point. And so because their focus shifts and they start adding more to their plate again, the results from their main evergreens funnel starts to drop. And I've seen it time and time again. So part of making sure your evergreen funnel is going to continue to grow and work over time is to keep your main goal as your main goal and stay focused on how you can keep pushing that forward. Focus pays dividends exponentially. New products, events, and offers will steal focus away from you and your team. And trust me, now that you'll have more space, income, and time in your business, you'll be tempted to add more to it, to do more. But just because you can add more ways to serve your audience doesn't mean you should. There's a cost to each new thing that you add to your business. Even if your team does all of it, now your team's attention is divided, or someone has to be in charge of making sure the new thing happens. And if you really want to have long-term success with your evergreen funnel, you need to fight to keep it simple and keep that as the focus. The more things you add to your business, the more your attention, energy and focus is divided, and the more divided you are, so the lower your results tend to be overall on each little thing. So once you've got this evergreen funnel running and you're tempted to add something more to your business, and trust me, you will be, because I mean, that's what we do. We're entrepreneurs. We love making new stuff. Here's what you need to ask yourself and consider. So first, what is the main goal you have in your business? Honestly, this is what your evergreen funnel should be helping grow. Your evergreen funnel should be feeding whatever your main goal is for your business. So is this new thing supporting that main offer that you have in your business? Or is it simply adding more complexity to it? Another question that I love to ask is, what else could me or my team do with the time, money, and attention that we'd be putting into creating and sustaining this new thing if we instead focused on growing the main offer instead? So generally speaking, you're going to get a lot better results by putting more effort and attention and time and money into something that's already working and really amplifying that than by starting something new. Plus, on top of that, having multiple offers can create confusion in the mind of your clients, and confused minds do not buy. It's so much better to offer them one main path to follow with zero choices along the way. That's part of something that I talk about in the free opt-in that I have, the howtoscaleguide.com. It's step one, is getting that clarity. So while I totally believe that diversifying your income streams can be a really good thing if you do it well, most people tend to do this all wrong and end up making less money overall because their focus gets divided and they start to add things at the wrong time, in the wrong way, and for the wrong reasons. It's way more fun to create something new than to really go deep with your evergreen funnel, at least for me, honestly. But the real riches and impact are in going deep with continuing to send a steady and growing stream, frankly, of cold traffic to your evergreen funnel than by starting more and more new things. Like I said before, focus pays dividends exponentially. An evergreen funnel is a slow burn, just so you know. It does pay out more and more over time. So the more focus you give it, the more real growth that you're going to see overall. I mean, I like to think of it kind of like a snowball that's rolling down a mountain. At first, it's small. Like, I don't know if you've ever tried to roll a snowball down a hill. I live in a snowy area, so winter themes are clear to me. But at first, when you make a snowball, it's pretty small. It doesn't have a lot of weight. And you have to actually push it even down the hill because it doesn't have enough weight to roll on its own, because to roll in snow, there's some friction and you really have to push it and keep moving it forward. And as it rolls, it picks up more and more snow and grows bigger. And as it grows bigger and bigger, eventually you will hit a tipping point where the snowball gets really large and it's going to keep rolling even if you stop pushing it. And that momentum will keep pulling it forward for you. Now, at that point, you absolutely can think about adding another revenue stream. But what happens is most people make the snowball, start pushing it, let it gain a little bit of size, but stop pushing it too soon for it to really keep moving forward on its own. Don't be that person. Don't try to add more to your business too soon. Bright entrepreneurs keep their focus on small, incremental, but predictable growth. Don't get distracted by new things just because growth in simplicity is uncomfortable, because you don't trust yourself to know if your funnel will work, or because you now have all this time to do more and it's more comfortable to stay busy. So for now, make your evergreen funnel your main focus if you're doing an evergreen funnel, and use all this new free time you've got to create the lifestyle you're truly dreaming of. It can be super hard to stay focused and not just add more and more to your business, but success is in the simplicity. So surround yourself by successful, bright entrepreneurs who understand this and who will keep you accountable to what you really want. A profitable business that gives you the lifestyle you want with consistently growing income. People who have enough experience to help you trust in the funnel that you've created, or honestly, to let you know that there are things in that funnel that might keep it from working. If you're tired of being in huge Facebook groups where you're more experienced than most of the people there, and you're ready to be part of a more experienced and successful group of peers who understand where you're at and who are willing to share their wisdom and tips with you, the Brighter Together Mastermind may be exactly what you need. Now, it is invite only, and it's quite exclusive, honestly, and it's not always open, so I'll need to get to know you a bit before I allow you to join us inside. And like I said, I got to get to know you enough to invite you. But I'd love to start a conversation with you and see if you'd be a good fit for the group. Simply reach out to me at wearebrightertogether.com and let me know you're interested. I'll share all the details. I'll get to know you more. And we'll see if being in a mastermind is truly the best choice for you at this stage of your business. I'll be honest if I don't think you're ready yet, but most people are ready sooner than they think, which I'll actually be talking about in the next episode. So just go to wearebrightertogether.com and let's chat. You've got this. I believe in you. Don't make this common mistake and keep yourself from growing. And remember, my friend, we are brighter together and the world needs us. So let's go and make it brighter.